These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix's independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix's independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs. Well, hello and welcome to our Transforming Lives program with Isagenix. My name is Kirsty Cody, your host, and it's a pleasure having all of you listen in today. I am super excited as we have such an amazing gentleman on the line. The theme today is, where are they now? And as many of you know, people move into Isagenix on a daily basis, monthly, annual basis, signing up, ordering a product, transforming their lives. And it's a lot of fun to be able to figure out where people are now after a year or 2 years or 5 years, especially when they had significant weight loss or significant health changes. And Martin Wegdahl is with us today. He actually joined Isagenix in March of 2013, so it's been a little over a year and a half. He actually hit the 100-pound club. So he's a 100-pound club member in June of 2014, losing 100 pounds in 10 months' time. He hails from Longview, Washington, and we're excited to see what's going on and if he's been able to maintain those results. So with that, welcome, Martin.
Hi, Kirsty. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. I'm so excited that we're actually recording our program today, because today is a special day in two parts. Number one, you are cleansing today, right?
Yes, I am. I'm on day two, in fact.
All right. Okay. And then also today, by 7 p.m. tonight, you've set the goal to do what?
Well, I'm very proud to report that I've been working on trying to get to Crystal Director, and I'm getting very close. So I just have a few more people to message and follow up on, and it looks like it's going to be a go, and I'm just really excited to hit that goal, because I never hit a goal like that before with Isagenix, so this would be huge for me.
Nice. Awesome. Very good. I am so excited for you. Seriously. Crystal Director by 7 p.m. tonight. I know you're going to do it. As of the recording of this, by the time that everybody gets to hear your story, you're probably going to be nearing Crystal Executive, which is really exciting. But Martin, I want to just go back, way back before Isagenix, and have you share a little bit about what life was like for Martin at the time with your health and your well-being.
Well, before Isagenix, I'm a cab driver, and I work for Uptown Taxi, and I've been a cab driver for 6 years. And so, being a cab driver, you essentially don't eat healthy. I mean, I would go through the drive-throughs. I'd go through Minute Marts. I don't know. And plus, I wasn't in the right mindset. My friend started the business back in 08, okay, and I jumped on board with both feet, and I went all in to help build this business. It's like, by building this business, phenomenal business locally where I live, I wasn't taking care of my health. And so I was starting to gain quite a bit of weight. Back in 08, I was around probably about 240, 250. And then I tried to exercise, and I just would put it back on again. And then I just kept eating. Mm-hmm. And it just, spending so much money.
Mm-hmm.
I was spending probably with going through the drive-throughs and going through Minute Marts, I was spending probably $1,500 a month.
Oh my! Wow! Wow!
Yeah, not even realizing it, you know. And plus, I drank a lot of alcohol,
mm-hmm.
so that was very expensive. And unhealthy eating and drinking alcohol, it was destroying me.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of weight loss.
Yeah. So, along comes Isagenics, and when you first heard about it, were you kind of skeptical, or were you like, oh my gosh, this sounds legit, I think this might be the answer?
I was extremely skeptical. In fact, you know, I had a business, an event planning business, and my friend Neil Hammond asked if him and my cousins could set up an Isagenics booth. I knew nothing about it. I said, sure, that'd be great. And so the event was huge. You know, I got dressed up and I wasn't even going to go, but I went over because it's my event. I had to make an appearance. So I tried some of the shakes, and I tried it was Walmart Energy back then. It's replenished mm-hmm. now. I tried some samples. I smiled at them, and I just was very skeptical. I thought, well, I don't know if this is for me. And I went, you know, obviously I wasn't in the right mindset back then. I went right to the bar and ordered a double scotch on the rocks and ordered a cheeseburger and fries.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously I wasn't in the right mindset. And so I wasn't quite ready then. And that was June of 2013.
Mm-hmm. So fast forward, you know, a couple of months, what was it that actually opened your mind to it then?
Well, what opened my mind was, towards the mid-July, end of July, I had a dream. It was a really scary dream. In fact, I had a dream that I had a heart attack, a massive heart attack, and died.
Mm.
And I was at my funeral, and I was watching everybody. And everybody was saying, wow, I can't believe, oh my God, we can't believe he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Marty Wendell's dead at 43 years old. You know, local Longview cab driver's dead. And so it really scared the heck out of me. And I woke up and I thought, wow, I really need to do something because, my heart was racing kind of hard and I had a little bit of acid reflux and I was out of breath all the time. Even when I just tied my shoes or walked to the mailbox, I could barely breathe, you know. And
mm-hmm.
so I decided, you know, I went in the kitchen, I took everything out of my house. Chips and dip and cookies, and I threw it all in the garbage can, and I spent $150 on just some regular groceries, organic groceries, like, you know, I got some chicken breasts and apples and just some healthy foods, right? And then I got together with my really awesome friend Neil Hammond, my sponsor, and my cousins Darren and Wendy Fleckenstein and Teresa Slape, and I ordered my products. It was August 12th of 2013. I was at their house. I remember it like it was yesterday. They took all my measurements. I took my shirt off and my belly almost hung down to the floor. A little bit. So, it looked like it anyway. And so they took the measurements and they took my pictures. And at that point, I finally got into the right mindset. And I wasn't going to let anything stop me. And I'm so glad. That was one of the best days of my life.
Wow. Oh my goodness. You know, I've had dreams too. I mean, I think all of us can relate to that. And, you know, you always wonder, like, what does that mean? Clearly for you, it was a little gift to get you going in the right direction and which brought you into Isagenics. Do you remember what you released in the first 30 days?
I do. It was 31 pounds.
31 pounds in 30 days. That is really typical for men that have, you know, quite a bit of weight to lose. They tend to really drop quickly in the first 30 days, which is awesome. And then fast forward to, you know, 6 months down the road, 10 months down the road, you hit the 100-pound club. What did it feel like to be hitting that mark?
Well, in 6 months, I lost 70 pounds,
mm-hmm.
and wow, when I lost my first 70 pounds, I thought, wow, oh my God, this product is so amazing. And the working out and everything's helping, everything's just coming in. And then I hit a plateau in May, right? A mm-hmm. major plateau, like nothing was moving. And so I decided to really shock my body a little bit. And I added more protein. And that's when I switched to Isolane Pro.
Good.
And I increased my workouts. And then it caused a really positive shift and broke that plateau because, I was just having Isolane before. Now I'm on this Isolane Pro and really increasing my workouts and, you know, just getting nuts with everything. And then June of 2014, you know, the day before I lost my 100 pounds, I prayed about it and said, when I get on that scale, Lord, I want to be 205 pounds. Is that possible? You know, in Jesus' name, amen. And then I got up, and I got on the scale, and I was 205 pounds.
That's exciting. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And so, and now, I know everybody's wondering, okay, so this is June of last year. So we're talking 10 months ago that you hit the 100-pound club. And not only have you been able to maintain, you're up a little bit by about 10 pounds, but only because you're hitting the gym hard. You're working on shifting that BMI, increasing lean mass, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I probably, by going through my bulk stages and increasing my BMI, and causing a shift and putting, I put on so much muscle that, yeah, we all know muscle weighs more than fat. I probably put on 10 to 15 pounds of lean muscle.
That's awesome. And I know you're continuing to move through all of that, continuing to reduce your body fat as well, which your body fat is, under 19%, you said?
Yeah, just under 19%, and what a significant improvement. Before, it was just a tad bit over 40%.
Yeah, oh my gosh, is that incredible. You know, and going back to the studies, the UIC study, the Skidmore study, for those of you that are listening in, I mean, to see that kind of weight loss in that short period of time with traditional diet would be considered unhealthy. And it is, because with traditional diets, you're depriving, well, you're cutting calories, which if you cut calories, obviously you're cutting down the amount of foods that you're bringing into the body, which then reduces the amount of nutrition that's rolling into the body. And it can actually be a very, it can be very depleting to the body as well, if you're not eating the right foods. According to the USDA, I mean, there's with some vitamins and minerals in our produce, you're seeing a reduction of up to 84.21% in a reduction of those vitamins and minerals in our produce today. So it used to be that supplementation was a luxury, and it's not. Today, it's really a necessity. So when you go on Isogenics and you drench the body with all of these superior nutrients and you flood the body with all this good stuff, the body is then able to release the unwanted fat, cleanse and detoxify properly, and really achieve ultimate health and well-being, which, Martin, obviously that's what's been going on with you over the last year or so. So we're just thrilled. And obviously losing 100 pounds, that's going to catch some attention there. So leading you into building your business, I mean, how fun has it been to have transformed yourself and be a walking billboard for Isogenics?
You know, I well, first of all, I just want to thank your father, you know, the founder. Isn't he just a genius?
He's a genius.
He's a genius. And Jim and Kathy Cooper. I want to thank, you know, all of them and Eric and the whole Isogenics staff. And what a blessing to be able to share my gift of health and wellness to everybody I know. And in the beginning of my journey, I didn't really know nothing about the business. I knew a little bit, but I just wanted to focus on my weight loss first. And then I finally, you know, got some really good advice with Neil. And what really helped me in my business was meeting my beautiful fiance, Brenda Melville, which she lost 100 pounds as well.
Yes.
And we met on a conference call, and then I learned so much from her. She is really, really phenomenal about business building. I mean, she's helped like over 200 people, mm-hmm. and I have some catching up to do with that young lady. I'm around I've helped about 55 people so far, but I'm growing. Mm-hmm. It's really growing, and so the business part of it. Oh my God, I love it, and I pray about it all the time. I know this is my passion. This is really what I want to do for the rest of my life. I mm-hmm. want to help people with successful transformations.
That's awesome. Wow. Now, before I let you go, let's talk about a product and what you used to get the results, to hit the 100-pound mark and losing that. Because I'm sure people are, I mean, you'd shared before that you would spend about $1,500 each month on, you know, food that and beverage that didn't serve your body. And obviously rolling down, you were probably spending less than a third of that in Isagenics. So what did your auto ship look like? What were some of your favorite products in your regime that you did and implemented?
Well, I spent probably about over $300, mm-hmm. sometimes more. I would buy, I love the Isolane Pro, mm-hmm. you know, chocolate, vanilla. And I love the brand new strawberry cream we have now. That's like one of my favorites now, too.
Yes.
Because I can add IsoPro to that. Mm-hmm. I love the Isogreens. I love the bars, the Nutty Cashew. I love the lemons. So I love all the bars. I don't think there's a product out there with Isagenics that I don't like. I'm kind of like Kathy Coover in a way. I like everything.
Mm-hmm.
I really, honestly, I do.
So when you were shooting for those results, what did your day look like? You'd start the morning off with Ionics and shakes, or give us a breakdown.
Early stages of my journey, I'd have my Ionics, and I take a accelerator, and then I would have a shake. You know, I hit the gym, and I come back, and you know, have another accelerator, and have a shake, and then I have a 400 to 600 calorie meal, whether it's like chicken breast, you know, lean ground turkey, you know, tuna, salads, you know, all that. Eggs. I would just really shake it up,
mm-hmm.
and we all, everybody that, you know, to all the new folks that start their ISA journey, you definitely need to, you know, find a system what really works for you, because everybody's different,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is true, and so that's what I would do,
mm-hmm.
and I'd make sure I take in about, I take in anywhere from 1,500 to 1,700 calories.
Mm-hmm. And then
hit those calories.
And then did you do like mid-afternoon snack, and what did you do, another shake for dinner, or did you do a prepared meal for dinner?
I'd have my ISO snacks.
Mm-hmm.
I love that, vanilla or chocolate, and then I'd have like egg whites for
mm-hmm.
snacks.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd have another Isolane Pro shake for dinner, or I'd have like a, you know, tuna salad or
mm-hmm.
chicken or fish or mm-hmm. salmon, something like that.
Okay. And let me ask you this. Did you knock out two-day cleanses throughout your entire process? And how often were you cleansing?
Well, I was cleansing 2 days a week,
mm-hmm.
you know, like four times a month.
Mm-hmm.
But what I decided to do, I decided to step it up a little bit, like later on, you know, to get the last 40 pounds off. So I was doing 6 times a month.
Okay. So you were doing a full 9-day cleanse in your 30-day program, and then you decided to do 3 sets of 2 days within your 4 weeks, correct?
Yeah, but for example, mm-hmm. I'd cleanse 3 weeks in a row,
mm-hmm.
take a week off, and 3 weeks in a row, a week off.
Yep.
And really, that really helped a lot.
Yeah, good. So like cleansing Monday, Tuesday, shake it and meal it Wednesday through Sunday. And of course, repeat that process for 3 weeks and take a week off. And just so everybody knows that's listening in, the company totally promotes that, in cleansing up to 6 cleanse days in a month, 2, 2, and 2. And if, you know, you just have to make sure. I mean, obviously, Martin increased his calories a little on his shake days, which is beautiful. beautiful. That's exactly what you're supposed to do when you're into deep cleanse days in your month. So very nice. Well, I'm so excited for you, Martin. Congratulations on maintaining and congrats on going for Crystal Director. We're cheering you on today as you finish it out today, and good luck on going Crystal Executive as well.
Thank you so much. And you know, I just want to close with this. I really love the support. You know, I mean, the Isogenic support on Facebook. I mean, wow! All the Facebook groups. You know, I mean, I've met just hundreds and hundreds upon hundreds of people on Facebook, and you know, and people, you know, when they saw my results, I'd have people like messaging me, just beginning, like hundreds of people a day, just, geez, what are you doing? And so I would like, you know, help them. And then I started the 100 Pound Club group, which we have over 8,000, we have over 1,000 members on that group. And then I have an ISA group, the ISA Cleanse Accountability Group, which we have over 8,000 members now.
Wow, that's so exciting. Wow. Wow. Well, good for you. Very excited. You're such an inspiration to all of us. And thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your story.
Oh, Kirsty, thank you so much. I thank you, and I thank your father, Dr. John Anderson. He's what a brilliant man to start this company. And Kathy and Eric and Jim Coover, all the ISIS staff. I mean, Travis Garza was a big inspiration to me. He was. He's my guy. I every time I go to the events, I have to find Travis. I have to find him and give him a hug, because when I went to my first Super Saturday, like I stated before, and shook hands with him, he just kind of took me under his wing and just talked to me like I was so important, and that was a big impact on me. So I just want to thank him, and I want to thank everybody, and thank you so much.
Oh, wow, Martin, thank you. And gosh, for everybody that's listening in, I mean, to hear Martin's story, to hear all of these amazing success stories, it's truly inspiring and really, you know, kind of encourages you as you're going through your own Isogenics journey, but also too, to open your mouth and share these amazing products with other people to help transform their lives too. So for those of you that are listening, good luck on your journey. Good luck helping others on their journey. And until next time, best of health. Take care. Bye-bye.